But for grace, where would I be? Just a ship lost.
Hello, it is Tuesday, July 1st, 2025, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 80, verses 8 through 11, Isaiah chapters 15 and 16, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 23. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 80, verses 8 through 11. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Isaiah chapter 15 and 16, an oracle concerning Moab. Because Ar of Moab is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. Because Kir of Moab is laid waste in a night, Moab is undone. He has gone up to the temple and to Dibon, to the high places to weep over Nebo and over Medeba. Moab wails, on every head is baldness, every beard is shorn. In the streets they wear sackcloth, on the housetops and in the squares. Everyone wails and melts in tears. Heshbon and Elalah cry out. Their voice is heard as far as Jahaz. Therefore, the armed men of Moab cry aloud. His soul trembles. My heart cries out for Moab. Her fugitives flee to Zoar, to Eglaf Shelishiam. For at the ascent of Lehith, they go up weeping. On the road to Horonaim, they raise a cry of destruction. The waters of Nimrod are a desolation. The grass is withered, the vegetation fails, the greenery is no more. Therefore, the abundance they have gained and what they have laid up will carry away over the brook of the willows. For a cry has gone around the land of Moab. Her wail reaches to Eglaim, her wailing reaches to Beer Elim. For the waters of Dibon are full of blood. I will bring upon Dibon more a lion for those who escape for the remnant of the land. Send the lamb to the ruler of the land from Shelah by way of the desert to the mount of the daughter of Zion. Like fleeing birds, like a scattered nest, so are the daughters of Moab at the fords of the Arnon. Give counsel, grant justice, make your shade like night at the height of noon. Shelter the outcast, do not reveal the fugitive. Let the outcast of Moab sojourn among you. Be a shelter to them from the destroyer when the oppressor is no more and destruction has ceased, and he who tramples underfoot has vanished from the land. Then the throne will be established in steadfast love, and on it will sit in faithfulness in the tent of David, one who judges and seeks justice and is swift to do righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab, how proud he is of his arrogance, his pride and his insolence. In his idle boasting, he is not right. Therefore, let Moab wail for Moab. Let everyone wail, mourn, utterly stricken for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah, the land of the nations, have struck down its branches, which reached to Jazer and strayed to the desert. Its shoots spread abroad and passed over the sea. Therefore I weep with the weeping of Jazer for the vine of Sibmah. I drenched you with my tears, O Heshbon and Elalah. For over your summer fruit and your harvest and shout has ceased, the joy and gladness are taken away from the fruitful field. And in the vineyards no songs are sung, no cheers are raised, no threader threads out wine in the presses. I have put an end to the shouting, therefore my inner parts moan like a lyre for Moab. and my innermost self for Kir-Hareseth. And when Moab presents himself, when he wearies himself on the high place, when he comes to his sanctuary to pray, he will not prevail. This is the word that the Lord spoke concerning Moab in the past. But now the Lord has spoken, saying, in 3 years, like the years of a hired worker, the glory of Moab will be brought into contempt in spite of all his great multitude, and those who remain will be very few and feeble. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 23. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and that is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and all. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.